Dr. Olivero is dictating for January 30th of 2023. The first patient is Joseph Gruny. The last name is G-R-U-N-Y. Clinical case of an 82-year-old male that is following the office because of the presence of CKD3A. The patient has a serum creatinine that this time is reported 1.36. The BUN is 28 and the estimated eGFR is 52. The protein creatinine ratio is 129. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is very well controlled. This patient has reduced his body weight down to 194 pounds. The blood pressure is 107 over 55. And he is breathing better, able to walk some distance without getting short of breath, period. Following number, the patient has a history of nephrolithiasis and hyperuricemia. He was taking Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-A-A, and felt much better. However, the patient, when admitted to the hospital, with COVID, quit the infusions, and he's not interested in any infusion at this time. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is controlled with the administration of famotidine. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, chronic bronchitis. The patient quit smoking a long time ago, and hasn't had any exacerbation of the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease recently. Following number, the patient is complaining of low back pain that has been bothering him. Unfortunately, my recommendation is for him to go to the primary care physician in order to be evaluated by the right specialist. I invested 7 minutes in the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.